You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is an ESPN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello. From my living room, where I've been watching the Masters, it's time for ENN. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Who's Spud Murray?
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Buccaneers travel to Carolina to take on the Christian McCafferlessly.
Try it again.
Let's do Christian McCafferlessly.
Thank you, Don. He really delivered when we needed him. It's just what he does.
McCaffreyless.
All right, guys, there's a whole lot to get to, so we got to start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Philip Rivers passes Dan Marino on the passing yards list in the Colts' win over the Titans, which gave Michael 1 point and gave me zero.
Why?
Because he picked them for 1 point, I picked them for two, and I picked the Titans, he picked the Colts.
What? It's amazing. And last week we've seen Joe Flacco pass Joe Montana. They're non sequiturs. They shouldn't be in the same sentence.
I know. Philip, would you guys agree that Philip Rivers is in the conversation for best worst quarterback of all time?
Wow, that's a great one.
Thank you.
It sounds like the percolation of a list.
Oh, that is so good, because there's got to be a bunch of them, right?
Well, people won't agree, but I consider Ben Roethlisberger also in the category for best.
No, he has two Super Bowls. How can you say that?
He's won too many Super Bowls.
I know, but the way he plays the game and throws the football, it's amazing.
Well, then
he's
Brett Favre.
No, but Brett threw the ball like a classic quarterback. He just threw a lot of picks. But he was a gunslinger. You know what I'm saying? Philip Rivers, I always say, he's the Uncle Rico of the NFL. It's like Philip Rivers shows up and goes, how much you want to bet I can throw this ball over them mountains down there? He just looks like a guy chucking it around. But
So Brett Favre really would have been perfect with Ron Rivera as a coach.
Oh, yeah. Riverboat Brett. Let's hear from Frank Reich on his quarterback's performance.
He was perfect. I mean, I had that feeling all week. You know, we got in the no-huddle mode, and he and I have done a lot of that together, you know, over the years, and just we talked about it during the week. You know, he and I and Nick talked about it during the week, and then in the last 24 hours, just really decided to, you know, to be convicted, to have conviction about going with it almost the whole game. You know, Phillip's just, he's in control.
Now, if that was just a normal conversation, right, but the sound in the background was actually a movie score, he's about to get killed.
That's a good point. And by the way,
got
Don,
that build up sound like something really wicked.
This is breaking news. Immediately after that answer, Friday the 13th. Jason Voorhees walked in and stabbed him to death. Yeah. It was in front of everybody, and they didn't get him either. And he walked slowly, that Jason, but it happened. You know what? What's our favorite Bill Belichick? I knew what you'd say. Defensive Bill Belichick. Here's Bill talking about his draft record with the Patriots.
The most important thing to me is winning games. And I'm not going to apologize for our record over the last 20 years. I mean, I've seen a lot worse. So ultimately, we try to put the best team on the field that we can to be competitive. And I don't really see that changing. So whoever those players are or aren't, that's the responsibility I feel to the team. As the competition plays itself out and the better players play, whoever they are.
You know what? I got to tell you. If I was a player or a coach, or I hate the media too. The guy's won 6 Super Bowl. You're going to question his draft record? Well, really?
There's a lot of people that hate on Bill. And the way things are going right now, he's kind of getting his comeuppance as far as they're concerned. Like, he always had the answer of, well, I've got the best team in football, so what? Well, now he doesn't. And I think people are really going to take advantage of this. So now his draft record, and can he win without Tom Brady? And when he decides to go for it on fourth down from his own 30 and doesn't get it, like, this is going to come back to roost for a lot of people. Not me. I still think he's a great head coach. But you know what I mean, Michael. There are people out there that have been waiting for this day when he's the coach of a 3-5 football team that almost lost to the worst team in football on Monday night. There are a lot of people just salivating right now.
Well, before you go dancing on his grave, first of all, let's remember this is definitely a sort of restart and reshuffle things kind of year. And you never know. I didn't notice any of us jumping on Baltimore at New England.
I thought about it, though. I really did.
I know, me too, but it's too scary still because of Bill.
Well, it's that, and listen, the Ravens have, you know, they took care of business last week, but for the most part.
No, well, here's the thing.
If you're a quarterback, it doesn't look like he was as good as he was last year.
And if you're hearing something about teams know what's going on with the Ravens, the last coach you want to bet against is Belichick.
This is where, if there's a quarterback issue, that Bill could exploit that.
Yeah, we'll know.
I thought about it because it's under a touchdown, right, because New England's at home. But I did think about it.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, where was his first head coaching job?
Cleveland.
That's right, Cleveland.
Well, I went way back to when he was a special teams coach with the Baltimore.
RJ, that could be a drop, because he answered at the same time something different. Anyways.
Well, I was right.
What was a head coaching job?
He said head coaching gone.
Thank you.
He said, where was his first coaching job?
I think he knew what he meant.
Anyways.
Apparently I didn't, otherwise I wouldn't have said Baltimore.
In Cleveland, the Browns have closed the facility after a player tests positive for COVID-19. I almost don't need to report these all the time because the game's still scheduled. Nothing stops with the NFL. This is the third facility we've said that about this week. So,
What would it take for a game to be canceled?
The whole quarterback room gets taken out.
I think they'd. You know, have you seen the videos on the internet of like those weird new like dog robots that exist? I think that potentially they'd trot those out on the field.
The closest we came was they had to maneuver the schedule, right? There was a Tuesday game, that kind of stuff. But all these things that they're threatening could happen, adding playoff teams. Do you think we'll get to that point?
Well, I mean, if we continue to get 160,000 people each day.
But here's the thing, Michael. Positive. We are getting positive tests pretty much every week. Like I said, Peter almost doesn't want to even report it anymore because it's like, about 3-4 teams a week have to close the facility. The game still gets played.
All right, guys, my favorite story of the week.
Oh, really?
That's right.
We'll be the judge.
It comes from Seahawks running back Chris Carson. Carson got a DM this week. Yo, bum, stop making the name Carson look like a blank name and grow a blank. You're getting a bag to be a B. I'm trying to get a bag on fantasy, but I need you to do your role. See you out on the field, Christopher. Chris Carson responds, it ain't hard to find you, little boy. Don't talk tough on social media unless you really bout that ish. Bleep your fantasy team, bleep. The guy writes back, you're mid-game responding right now. You need to focus on your priorities. Things continue on. And Chris Carson, after the guy talks enough trash, says, how about you come find me? The guy says, sure, what's the address? Chris Carson gives him his home address and tells the guy to pull up.
Guy never showed up, right?
I do not believe he did. I think we've heard.
Yeah, I hate when you. That's why I don't exchange anymore on social media. Because when you answer back somebody who deserves to be answered back, they go, "Oh, so thin skin. Well, you coming at me? I can't come back. So I can just be a pinata. I can't punch back.
That's right.
That's why you can't win. Don't answer these people." That's what they want. And their ready-made response is, oh, you're answering mid-game. Please don't waste your time, Chris.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, it's that time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a football Friday. Oh. It's 6:17. Let's find out who's calling your games this week in the NFL. For week 10. Donald, you ready for this?
Yes.
We've all been waiting, and the time has come. The Thursday night are, of course, already done, so we'll move on to the Sunday 1 o'clockers. On Fox, Tampa at Carolina. Announcers, former Mets announcer Kevin Burkhart on play-by-play, along with Daryl Moose Johnson and the legend, the icon.
It's Johnston.
What'd I say?
Johnson.
Whatever. The legend, the icon, ready for any weather, Pam Oliver.
Yeah.
Houston at Cleveland. But this one's on Fox. So the question I'll ask you guys, the year is 2020. The Repug AFC game is on Fox. Who's getting the call to head out to Cleveland for that humdinger?
Sounds like it might be a Chris Myers vehicle.
Nope. The icon. He's still here. And Dick Stockton's heading to Cleveland. He's rolling with former GM Matt Millen and Sarah Walsh on the sideline.
Nice.
Now, Washington.
Did you just say nice?
Washington football at Detroit. I know what you're thinking. Give me a group of reporters I didn't know even did this for a living.
Really?
Gotcha. That's right. Play by play is a gentleman named Brandon Gaudin. The analyst, former defensive back Aqib Talib, and
it's his first game.
That's right. And most notably for her work on UFC on ESPN, Megan O'Leary, your sideline reporter. So I guess they are just trying some things out this Sunday on Fox. What, Michael? Why does that happen mid-season when you get a whole new team thrown on the air?
Because they're doing an excessive amount of games because of the Masters.
Ah, Donnie Puck's coming through.
So CBS is not doing any 1 o'clock games, right? So they're only doing the, I think they've got like four.
Yeah, you're right, only at four. You're right, it's the extra Fox slate. Good call. You're smart, I'm dumb. Let's move to Green Bay where Jacksonville's in town, and that means, you know who else is in town? Michael Chris Myers, along with Greg Jennings and Brock Ward. Who are you? Also, Jennifer Hale will be on the scene.
Sure she is.
And Philly at the Giants.
Oh, that's a Kenny Albert vehicle if I ever heard one.
No, I don't think it is.
It should be. It should be. But Kenny, of course, is doing another high school game that day. So we'll have Kevin Kugler along with Chris Spielman and his funky glasses, joined by Laura Oakman on the sidelines.
I just got a text from Rick DiPietro.
What is it?
I'd rather vacuum Peter's toilet seat than listen to this.
You know what? Fortunately, Rick, you have nothing else to do. We've seen that time and time again. 4:05. I'm sorry. 4:05. We head over to CBS once the Masters is complete. Buffalo at Arizona. The should-be but not friend of the show, Ian Eagle, joined by Charles Davis. And wait for it. Music down. Drum roll, please. Evan Washburn. That's right. We have a Washburn sighting in Arizona. Then we head to Las Vegas.
Wish you could be half the announcer Evan Washburn is.
Denver at the Raiders. Don's favorite announcer. The guy is drunk. Kevin Harlan. Joined by average quarterback Trent Green and the great Melanie Collins. For our Spanish-speaking listeners, Benny Ricardo on the call. Then we head to Miami. Greg Gumbel Rich Gannon and A.J. Ross bring you the Chargers at the Dolphins at 4:05. Nelson Fernandez, your Spanish language announcer. 4:25. We'll go to Los Angeles, and you know who they're bringing out in L.A. The big dog's got to eat, baby. For Seattle and the Rams, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and the GOAT, Aaron Andrews.
Wow.
That's a good game right there.
So is Kenny off?
No.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Tom. We got a couple more here.
Oh,
San Francisco.
Goodness gracious.
San Francisco at New Orleans.
That's Kenny.
Well, currently listed, Michael, I don't know if this is the case. Maybe you can help me here. The aforementioned Adam Amin, joined by Mark Schlereth and Lindsey Zarniak on the call.
Yeah, this is
Adam's back in action.
Back. Yeah.
Great. Welcome
That's
back,
where I
Adam Amin.
Those tweets.
4:25, the final Fox game. That's right, it's a Fox AFC game. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Sounds like Kenny.
On the sideline, Shannon Spake, a.k.a. Shannon Spake. Analyst, Jonathan Vilma. And your announcer, the hardest working man in all of show business, Kenny Albert. Sunday nighter, the Ravens and the Pats. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya. And then Monday night, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and Louis Riddick, who sound very similar, will be calling Minnesota at Chicago.
Minnesota.
Don, do I have it within my power, because you can judge my, to say this can't be done every Friday?
If you want to tank the show.
If I want to what?
Tank the show.
I don't know why you don't like it. This is what people want.
I'd like to run it up the poll to see if people want this.
We ran it up the poll last week.
We already did. Excuse me, President Trump. The election's over.
59% said they love it.
We got the electoral votes we needed. There's no recap.
You're willing to lose the other part of the country.
Well, I don't think
41%
of
the people hate
it. They just like it.
Andrew, please tell everyone what you told me during the commercial.
Yeah, I told Peter that I'm still not entirely sure how I feel about this segment, but I did come into work today genuinely excited to find out what game Evan Washburn would be on the call of.
But see, you're the producer of this show. You could say this can't go on anymore.
I don't know how I at the very least, I would need the Evan Washburn game of the week.
I love Andrew. He's
I'm
a good
told
man.
That I better not say no.
What go were you going to say?
No.
Wow. Don, how do we get up from that?
I don't think we can. Now I'm dying to know.
Is it a Rick DiPietro text or something else?
No. Because somebody gave their opinion and then said, don't say it on the air. So I won't.
Is that person in a position of authority?
Yes.
Wow.
Did I get anything?
Wow.
So it's somebody that works at our station?
I'd rather not go any further.
Wow. You know what? Let's just move on to something we all know works. Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
Now, Tiger's sitting at 4 under, which keeps him 5 off the pace.
Right there.
-9, Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, Abraham Answer, DJ. Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson, Paulina Gretzky's husband?
Yeah, I think he is.
That is.
I saw a picture of her today.
Yep.
She looked like she was being very supportive.
Yep.
So Tiger is 5 off the pace. He's through 10. He'll pick up tomorrow morning the back 9 of round 2.
I wonder if that affects him. This is a guy with a very fragile back, so essentially he's playing 27 holes tomorrow.
Well, I cannot remember which major it was, but there was a major recently in which he was in contention and did the same thing and performed great. And ended up playing pretty well in his second round of the day because he's warm. As Trey said earlier, the back 9 is a better 9 for Tiger. So we'll see where he ends up. And if he can get himself in the mix. But the real Tiger Watch is what it sounded like during the show when fellow Tiger sycophant Trey Wingo saw Tiger hit a nice shot.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
It wasn't even a ooh, it was a ooh.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
See, Trey has had a tremendous career. And with that one moment on this show, he wiped it all away. And I think a lot of great journalists do the same thing because they lose their objectivity when it comes to Tiger Woods. I don't understand what it is.
You know what?
I don't get what it is.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's easy. It's simple.
What is it?
It makes the sport that they love relevant. Because normally, golf is, you know, popular, but it is what it is. You know, but when Tiger's playing well and Tiger has got a chance to win, the sport that they love becomes mainstream. It becomes what everybody's talking about.
I don't buy it.
And that's what they love, because once Tiger's out, the sport kind of drops back to where...
Do all baseball writers root for the Yankees to make the World Series because it makes the sport relevant? No.
No, but...
Does every basketball writer root for LeBron to make the finals so it's relevant? No.
It's not the same, though. Team sport and individual sports,
how do you pronounce the guy who's leading? Is it answer?
Yeah.
Oh, if he wins, we've got to have Don Scream answer it.
Answer it.
Oh, no, that's the answer.
That's the answer. That'd be even better. But I think that's what it is. But Peter's...
Answer it!
It's different with team sports. But...
It's an embarrassment to everybody who covers golf. An embarrassment.
Oh, did you say people who cover golf? Because Jim Nantz, hello, friends, says he wants to call the Masters until he's 75 and beyond.
How old is he?
He is 74. I'm just kidding. What's your prediction on how old he is? I'm going to go 59.
I'd say 65.
I was going to say 61.
Let's take a look.
61.
Is
he? He's actually 57. He'll be 53 on Saturday.
How old is he?
61.
All right, well.
I'm 57. I'll be 53 next Saturday.
So 14 more Masters. At least I don't have to do it.
Don, they ask you to be an analyst for the Masters.
No.
Golf is garbage.
No, they say we've heard you say that. We understand. We've heard some of the unkind things. We even heard a rumor. And this was alarming to all of us that you despise the game of golf.
Can't wait. I will watch every...
Despise golf!
But we still... would like you to sit alongside Jim Nantz on Sunday. There'll be about 14 million people watching.
He's my friend.
We want you to be the analyst. Will you join us?
A lot of good-looking guys in golf, right? I'm good.
I like a lot of guys.
Okay. How would that be successful for me? That would never happen. It's ridiculous.
Wait, you could end up being the Happy Gilmore of golf announcing, where you're like screaming and people start showing up.
No.
I'm good. Michael, I love when Don says he's good.
Michael, would you do it in a heartbeat?
And there's money involved?
No. I'm going to say this. No money involved. They just say we want it to be you and Nantz this year just for fun.
And I'm not giving up my other gigs?
No. It's no money. And we'll fly you out. We'll fly you to Augusta. We'll have, you know, buffalo chicken in your dressing room.
And there's no money?
No money.
No, I'll say no. I'm good.
You're good also.
Yeah. You give me money, though, I'll be great.
Fine. We'll give you $5,000.
$5,000 for the whole season or $5,000 a hole?
It's just the Masters.
No, I'm going to need more than $5,000.
Wow.
Michael's not in the business right now of working for free to do anything.
Michael's not really in the business right now to work.
It's a great point.
I don't know, Michael. Honestly, I'm not sure Michael would do a Yankee game for free right now.
I think he would.
I probably would.
Wow, that's pathetic. That's so sad. You shouldn't say that on the air. You're broadcasted on their airwaves. See, that's the point.
I love doing the Yankees. It's fun. So it's great.
You don't think the Masters are
my childhood? It's my childhood dream. I'm living it out.
Yeah.
How dare you?
You're telling me, Don, do you think right now if Michael won the big lotto, $600 million, you think he still does the Yankees?
Yes.
Me too.
But here's the deal.
Very limited schedule.
Only home games, and they would have to pay me, but they would have to donate the money to charity.
It's awesome.
What if they say, we'll go with the home games, but no money for charity? You have the option to do it for free because you love this team, or take a walk.
Every home, if it was like 10 home games?
No, every home game.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm bringing something to the party, too. It's not all charity.
That's right.
Good for you.
People like me. I'm very popular. My Q rating is through the roof.
Is that true?
Yes.
When was the last time you saw a Q rating?
I'm not telling you.
It's not for him to see.
Let's go to Bob Bowlsby. You guys know who he is, right?
No. He's my friend.
He's the head of the bowl committee, right?
He's the head of the Big 12. That was very close, by the way. He was asked on Sirius XM, could NCAA football playoff games be pushed back?
I'm on the CFP operations committee, and we've spent some time talking about that. We haven't come to any closure on it, but there is some latitude to postpone if that need should arise, and the same is true with some of the New Year's Six games. But within reason, you can do those things. I don't know that I see us playing a championship game in February, but you just never know. These are unusual times, and things that might otherwise not be acceptable have to be considered in this kind of circumstance.
Wow. I've just been alerted to something very alarming. I don't even know if I can comment on what just said by Bowlsby. Michael?
What?
Is it true that you're lobbying to have Bear euthanized for the betterment of the show?
No. Somebody actually said that to me the other day, and I would never want anything euthanized.
I see in front of me. How long is it until Kay demands that Bear gets put down? He's so intrusive on the show.
Right.
And someone responded very soon. And that person who responded is you.
But it hasn't reached that point.
But it can. And I'm at a loss.
I just believe that as a professional, I mean, you are a professional broadcaster. The ridiculousness of having your dog bark throughout the show has to end. You either have to put him in the bathroom, or you've got to put him in a kennel for the 4 hours each day. Otherwise, we've got an issue.
It's unrealistic.
And by the way, he's been so good today. Of all days.
Today he's been fine. You know what? I'll call your landline, see how he is then.
No, don't do that. Please don't do
that. This is pandemic radio, Michael.
In fact, if I just say something that implies that someone's at the door, he starts barking these days. Let's see if it works. Hold on. I'll be right there.
He doesn't even follow orders.
You know what? He did, even on command.
You know what? You're his pet.
That's really, really sad. RJ, I'm going to need a drop of Don having no idea who Bob Bowlsby is, even though no one has any idea who Bob Bowlsby is.
At least I was being honest. I didn't know.
Before we wrap up ENN here, Michael, I'd like to give you the floor. Can you give us a little bit of insight on the history that the Marlins made today?
Yeah, they made great history. They really did. And I give Derek Jeter and Bruce Sherman, the owners of the team, a lot of credit.
Sherman.
They already have a woman COO. The only team in baseball have that. And Derek hired Kim Ng today, who's had a long, really well-respected career in baseball, about 30 years. She's worked with the Yankees as an assistant GM, the Dodgers a long stretch as an assistant GM. She's worked in Major League Baseball's offices for the longest time, highly respected. She should have had a GM job in this game maybe 20 years ago, but she finally gets it now, and she shatters a glass ceiling. So now every young girl that's a sports fan or a baseball fan that doesn't feel like they have a chance because they don't see any women playing baseball, now that they know there's a woman that's actually putting together a baseball team, the one who puts it all together, now every little girl that likes baseball has a legitimate reason to dream and something to try to achieve. And I think that is so important as the father of a daughter who doesn't like baseball that much because she doesn't see anybody like her out there. Well, my son loves it because everybody out there is a guy. But now after the show, I'm going to tell Callie, you know what? There's a woman that runs a baseball team. And I think that is going to be a huge, huge thing. And I congratulate the Marlins for doing it. And I can't say taking a chance because it's not taking a chance.
Right.
Kim Ng is brilliant, and she's going to do an unbelievable job. But I congratulate the Marlins for the hire.
But this is why, like, getting back to what the NFL is trying to do with minority hires. This happened today because of the White Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers having hired her and to kind of work up and pay her dues to get to that point, right? So this is no token hire. This is not just, let's hire a woman for the sake of it. This is somebody that was given opportunities by other organizations to show that she can do the job. And that's why I think that's important, Michael, that you're open to hire even on the lower levels and allow people to show what they can do. And now that the game of baseball, especially from not only the general manager position, but also the managerial position, not always going to former players. So if that's the case, well, then there's no real reason not to look at women. Because there's no prerequisite for you having to play the game before.
And even for on-field coaches now. The Giants have a female on-field coach. The Yankees in their system have a batting coach that's a female. So I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful day. Not just for baseball, because she is the first female GM in all of the men's professional sports leagues in this country.
So cool. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Friday evening. And this is the creature that Michael was bad-mouthing.
I don't bad-mouth him. I think he's adorable.
Look at this.
He's got a pipe down, though.
Bear, you hear that? You got a pipe down, pal.
No.
What would be the harm of putting in the bathroom for 4 hours?
Are you serious?
What would be the harm?
And by the way, why do you think he wouldn't bark in the bathroom?
Well, but at least there'd be a door between that and your microphone.
How about I just lock him in the other bedroom, then?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I don't like him to feel trapped.
The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. You know, DiPietro brings up another really good point. You know, everybody's saying Tom's more important than Bill. What do you think the Bucks record would be if Bill Belichick is a coach instead of Bruce Arians?
Oof.
Think they'd be better? I think so.
I'm not sure they would have gotten embarrassed against the Saints the way they did.
Oh, come on. We all think they'd be a Super Bowl contender. If he's down there. I'm sorry.
1-800-919-3776. We're going to finish this baby up with phone calls, lead you right into Carlin. And then after a full Carlin show, we have Weekend Wager. So a big, big night right here on the station. You're watching this show on Yes and listening on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.